This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Yeah, he's our relationships expert, Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. And celebrating the difference in your relationship today, we often look for the things that we have in common. But viva la difference, as they always say. Bruce Sullivan, morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, look, good morning to both of you. And, you know, it is normal to find something in common, you know, when people start dating or when, you know, people even striking up a friendship. Geez, you know, we just seem to get, you know, we found this subject that we had in common and, you know, the conversation burst into life and all of a sudden there's this connection, which I think is really good and important. The reality, though, is eventually there's going to be some things emerge in all of us that are different, and it's almost how we respond to those differences. So, you know, if I think about you and Robbie, well, you know, what would you guys say that you had in common that makes you attractive to each other in a friendship space?
Heaps in common. Yeah. We have a very similar interest.
Yeah, yeah. Bacon, production meetings,
movies.
pick it on there.
It's funny, Bruce, because our independently, both of our own favourite movies are exactly the same. We both wear the same aftershave independently.
Yep.
There's a number of similarities that just sort of freakishly happen.
Yeah.
That is freakish. Gosh, the aftershave as well, that's making me scared almost. So, you know, I mean, the attraction is there when people do have things the same. Like, and that makes it easy, whether it's a hobby or an interest or a sport or something. But what about when people are different? And all of us have got things that are different, and it has the potential to annoy you. You know, if you're one of those people that's organized and structured and in advance, and you're in a relationship with someone who's always running late, or, you know, you just like to write your list and make sure everything's okay, and other people are, well, let's just go for it, and, you know, and other people like to just, you know, be very cold and objective when it comes to dealing with people, and the other people just want to be more people focused. And there's millions of things that we can have in common, but there's just as many that make us different, and that can be quite annoying too. So it'd be interesting even just to ask you what you think you have that maybe is one of those things that make you different. If you're wearing the same aftershave and loving the same movie, what makes you beautifully different?
Well, you peeled a few of them off just then. Occasionally I'm a little bit late for work. I've never known Liam to be late ever.
Every day for 7 years. I could count on both fingers and both hands how many times he's been to work early. So he's late every day. I've never been late a day in my life. Except the time I let Robbie drive me somewhere. And then we were late.
So, and maybe how we, although Liam's a people person.
There wouldn't be many differences.
You're efficient people person. I'm ready to have a bit of a natter, you know, a bit more relational, I suppose.
Concise conversation, Bruce. In fact, you're taking a little too long now.
Yeah.
Get to your point.
Yeah, okay. So, look, I think the thing to be is that, you know, why don't we just go looking for what is different? And sometimes people pretend that it's not there. So, you know, my encouragement this weekend, go looking, get really curious about the things that make people different from you. And instead of even suspending the judgment, people say, I should suspend that judgment until I get to know them a bit better. Just let go of the judgment altogether. People are going to be just the same and just as different as you. And if you can fall in love, and I love to call it, you know, what's beautifully different about this person, you know, how do you find a way to positively acknowledge that? You know, where is the blessing or the lesson in all of that so that you can go, that is so, I could just never do that, and thank goodness for you because that's just not my style.
Or even though that would probably annoy you, Bruce, I mean, differences can often annoy people. Is it about just looking for the good in the difference?
Yeah, I think it's just celebrating the fact that we are, because it'd be so insanely boring if we were all exactly the same. And we have a tendency when we find difference to criticise it. It's sort of been something that's either part of our psyche or brought up, and there's all sorts of neuroscience research that says why that exists. So I think it takes a little bit of work to get to a point where you can just go, they're different and that's okay. You know, I'm not okay and you're not okay, and that's okay. You know, we do things differently, and how do we just not get so preoccupied with that? I think we've just got to let go of the judgment and just find a way to positively acknowledge what is different, to go, yeah, that's different. That's not how I would have done it, and that's their way, and that's okay.
Celebrating the difference in relationships in life. Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. Good on you, mate. I'll go and think about that now. I know that whenever we go eating together, it actually works well, our differences, because I'll chew my chicken leg and then Robbie takes it and chews it right down to the knuckles.
So now you're getting specific.
I couldn't think of anything more
gross. That's a perfect compliment. See, that's celebrating the difference. That's awesome.
Great for us, not so good for the chicken.
No, we'll go out somewhere and I'll give him my prawns and he'll give me his chips. You know, the things we don't like, we just swap. It works out very well. Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9. On 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.